This is Free Talk Live as we kick off the Saturday edition live in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on the phone lines at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can bring up what you want. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, unlike those other radio talk shows want to charge you money for their sites. We give it all away up front. FreeTalkLive.com. And I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, Mark, WVTS Supertalk 950 in Charleston, West Virginia.
Ah.
Coming on board here for the very first time tonight.
Very nice.
They're going to be on board for all 3 hours of our Saturday show from here on out, which is just fantastic news. And so welcome to everybody tuning in West Virginia. You're going to be in for something a little bit different, as you might have already guessed, based on that brief show intro there. Mark, what is it that they might be experiencing that is not going to be typical as far as talk radio is concerned?
Well, they're going to be just shocked by the words that they hear. They've never.
But we're not shock jocks.
They've never heard politics like ours.
Probably not.
No, they've never heard. If one minute they're going to think we're liberals, and then if you keep on listening and listen to the next subject we talk about, you're going to think we're ultra-right conservatives. It's going to be so crazy.
Yeah,
because
you're not going to know what to think.
You've never, ever, ever heard politics like ours before.
So stick with us. And
if you stick with us long enough, I swear, really, I swear, we make so much sense that you either have to tune out or you have to believe like we do.
Yeah, well, that's the way it seems to be. And we'd love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. You can test the waters, if you will, and try out the show, because unlike those other talk shows out there that try to heavily screen their calls in order to, like the Rush Limbaughs and those guys,
right.
You know what they do behind the scenes? The call screener back there asks you, if you call in, exactly what it is that you want to say,
sure,
for the most part. And if you don't tell them that you want to, for instance, back up what Rush is saying or, you know, essentially agree with the host, you probably won't get through.
Even if you disagree, they're often very picky about how they're going to let you disagree and that sort of thing. They want to listen to your point on how you disagree. So sometimes they let people that disagree through. I think that there are shows out there that are,
they pretty much
let anybody who disagrees in. But
nonetheless, things are a little different here on Free Talk Live, so we hope you enjoy the show and take part. 800-259-9231.
Whether you agree or disagree.
Indeed. So as we jump into HomelandStupidity.us, a report on a smoking ban. We've talked about smoking bans for years on Free Talk Live, and they're just an outrage against the right, the freedoms, the freedom to do business on your own property with your own money. It's your money, it's your business, you should be able to set the rules. That's the basic concept behind why we oppose smoking bans.
Right.
If you want to voluntarily ban smoking on your premises, then that's fine. But we've looked at smoking ban after smoking ban. California, New York, Florida, some cities just signing on board public smoking bans. A lot of places banning smoking in any public location. Not just restaurants and bars, but any business.
Parks. Outside your business. The whole thing.
Well, now we have some results from one of the unintended consequences, or who knows, maybe it was an intended consequence, of one of these smoking bans. A draconian smoking ban enacted in Washington State last year, which not only prohibits smoking inside buildings, but also within 25 feet of building entrances, has devastated restaurants and nightclubs and led some state legislators to even call for the ban to be scaled back. But under state law, the ban, which was passed by ballot initiative last November, which means the people voted on it like they did down in Florida, which is where we are originally from. They voted on it overwhelmingly to the tune of 70%. But under state law, apparently, it requires a two-thirds majority in the state legislature to amend the act during the first 2 years. So legislators are pessimistic about how far the ban can be rolled back. My business is down 30%,
wow,
says Rimrock Steakhouse owner Connie Dunn.
30% is like the margin that these businesses operate on. I mean,
she says, I can't survive. Meanwhile, smoking ban advocates claim the ban is a success. According to Dunn,
right, all these restaurants and bars are going to go out of business because we didn't want people to be able to smoke in them. Now they're not going to exist and people won't be able to smoke at them.
The owner of the steakhouse, Ms. Dunn, she says, that's BS. That is total BS, and she apparently has recently put her business up for sale. Enter Speaker of the House Frank Chop from Seattle and State Senator so-and-so. Both are non-smokers and powerful members of the state legislature, and both say the Clean Indoor Air Act, as the ban is officially known, has screwed up business and civic life so badly that they favor changing the law. It'll come too late for Dunn, the owner of the restaurant, ditto to some local bartenders who've seen their tip income plummet hundreds of dollars per month.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you were paying the rent before the smoking ban went into effect, if you were just barely paying the rent and just barely making ends meet, you now cannot any longer make ends meet, which is really sad. We're putting people out of jobs. Not only putting people out of jobs and having businesses closed down, probably going to be putting some people out of their homes.
Well, what's going to happen also is that restaurants and bars are going to exist. There are going to be restaurants and bars.
Sure.
This ban will not stop that. But some of them are going to have, because some smokers don't want to go to bars and restaurants and because they can't smoke, they're going to, they're going to have to raise some prices.
The usual suspects all supported the smoking ban, and they still do, claiming they're protecting people from themselves. Everyone thought they were protecting employees, but no one asked the employees, said a bartender recently. If that were so, why have the narcs been going around looking for smokers less than 25 feet from a building and issuing citations to the bar that they happen to be standing too close to? Can you imagine the enforcement of this, Mark? Not just from the police's perspective, but from the bar owner's perspective. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Post a doorman outside all night long so he can verify that one of your clients is within a not within the 25-foot radius zone or diameter zone? I'm not sure which one it is.
They're going to fine me because one of my patrons is smoking within 25 feet of my door. They're not inside. Yep. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to throw them off, apparently, and keep somebody out there to keep an eye on things. We can't have the children coming across any of this secondhand smoke stuff. Might cause them lung cancers or something. Which, actually, we've seen that disputed, and I've got an email.
Disputed? I mean, they've disproved that EPA study a long, long ago.
I have an email that asks for the details on that. Like, besides us just claiming it, okay, where can we go to actually point someone to the fact that that was disproved?
Well, I hope you have that.
I have the email.
Okay.
My answer was going to be Penn & Teller's BS, which they cite the actual study, I guess, that was done, or they cite how the EPA sort of screwed up the study that makes the claim that 50,000 people a year die from secondhand smoke. That claim, you've probably heard it a million times.
It sounds so ridiculous to me. I mean, when you think about it, it takes 50 years, 60 years of smoking, like the end of a cigarette. You get this concentrated amount of smoke out of the end of a cigarette. Are you telling me that somehow somebody can get secondhand smoke from breathing a little bit of diluted smoke that comes out in the air?
I mean, lung cancer.
Lung cancer from a little bit of diluted smoke? That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it certainly doesn't. And what do we essentially figure out? They essentially figured out that they looked at the number of lung cancer deaths that weren't non-smokers, and they just simply attributed them secondhand
lots
smoke.
Lots of things happen that give people lung cancer. I mean, you know, miners get lung cancer, and also some people just get lung cancer.
The legislators said it was likely they would...
They don't have to do something special to get stomach cancer or cancer of the lymph nodes, right?
No, certainly not.
I mean, it's not cigarette smoke that's causing those. Why not lung cancer?
The legislators in Washington State said it was likely they would only be able to achieve the two-thirds supermajority for an exemption for religious purposes, but they would try to eliminate the 25-foot rule and the prohibition on smoking in bars, private clubs, and cigar lounges. After 2 years, an amendment would require only a simple majority, which would be much more likely to pass. But who would have ever thought that a smoking ban on businesses which cater to smokers would have had the negative impact on those businesses? And who would have thought that the employees who are supposed to be protected by the smoking ban would be such ungrateful bastards? So what if you lose your money, your job, your business that you worked for years to build? At least you don't have to breathe smoke while you collect unemployment. And they're saying here that maybe in 2 more years they're going to be able to actually repeal some of this. Just some of it. But in 2 more years, how many businesses will have gone down the drain? How many people's jobs will have been lost? How many hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars will these bartenders not have been collecting? How much damage will be done in the meantime?
Doesn't seem to matter.
And if you
it's
support
important people don't smoke.
If you support a smoking ban, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the live streams, their broadband and dial-up flavors. Both totally free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and to the fun. To Jim in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind?
I just listened to your Friday podcast. I don't really get to listen to your live show, but I was listening to your Friday podcast. and your guys are talking about the ankle bracelets or whatever that they're trying to put in airports in Hungary now.
No, hold on. Just, point of clarification. What we were talking about was that they have this new tracking chip that they're going to try to have passengers accept. They're going to give them to passengers and demand that they hold on to them while they're in the airport as a sort of a test program in Hungary. Now, we were just sort of speculating on, well, you know, how will they be able to prevent passengers from throwing them away or trading them with someone else or doing who knows what with them? And I sort of just suggested maybe an ankle bracelet or a wrist bracelet or something like that as a solution. That was not something they suggested. That was all me. But it seems like something they would do, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, all speculation aside, I think the study said, like, oh, it's going to help fight terrorism, and I'm getting really sick of that explanation, because anything that you can use to oppress people is going to make it easier to fight terrorism, because the less people can do, the harder it is to commit acts of terrorism.
Right, why don't we just lock them all in little soft cells with straitjackets on, and that way all we'll actually have is the imprisoners and the imprisoned.
Yeah, exactly. You want to prevent terrorism? Throw everybody in that hole the day they're born and just leave them in solitary for the rest of their life. Nobody's going to do anything that way.
Well, you know, even though I guess you're right that if you really did totally crack down on all liberties and had a total police state, curfews and everything, then maybe you could prevent some terrorism. But otherwise, as long as people have the ability to move about from place to place, it's inevitable that terrorism is going to continue to occur. Just look at Iraq. I mean, there's plenty of military there. There's plenty of a police state there. But yet the bombs continue to go off. The gunshots are continue to be fired. So, I mean, really, the more the police state cranks up, I think the more terrorists you're going to see created here in the United States, the more domestic terrorists you're going to see. We had an email come in last week from a guy that was essentially saying, hey, I could be a terrorist. I live next door to you, maybe. And I know all kinds of things about weapons and bombs, and there's nothing stopping me as a white male who's not a Muslim from putting together bombs and going and blowing things up, except for the fact that he just doesn't want to.
Well, clearly we need to send him to Guantanamo real quick.
There you go, Jim. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And we're not going to be going there anytime soon. I mean, even in Iraq, they have the occasional, mandatory curfew day where everybody has to stay inside, and that's pretty darned outrageous. And I wonder if that sort of behavior here in the United States, if they actually did that in a major metro in the United States and said, everyone in Washington, D.C. must stay indoors today. Do not go to work. Do not leave your front door or you will be arrested. This is martial law. This is a curfew. So that's more than a curfew. It's like a 24-hour curfew.
Well,
basically,
you know, I mean, that's a pretty extreme crackdown, but we've seen pretty minor crackdown. We've seen some minor crackdowns in comparison. I mean, if you look at, for instance, to prevent terrorism, we're on this immigration, we're beating the immigration drum. Doom, 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 doom. We've got to watch out for the immigrants. So we have currently in the United States, inside of the United States, not at the borders, we have checkpoints where you have to stop your car if you're told to stop so that they can ask you questions, look around in your car, make sure you aren't moving any immigrants around.
Drugs.
Yeah. We also, well, that's not the reason they have the checkpoint, but you can believe darn sure that if they see any drugs.
Oh, I bet you they catch more drugs than they catch immigrants.
I bet they do, too.
Yeah.
And how about the TSA? This is airport security. It used to just be some people that were rent-a-cops, that kind of thing. Now, if you don't disobey these people, you're going to jail. You can't have nail files. You can't have shampoo. You can't have cologne. You can't do, I mean, we've lost freedoms here in America.
Oh, but Mark, masters have allowed us to carry on travel-size versions of cologne and shampoo.
If the,
you should be thankful.
Whatever. If the, if the terrorists really hated our freedoms and wanted to destroy our freedoms, they did it.
No, they didn't do it. They wanted it to happen. If that's what they wanted to happen,
I don't believe
the politicians
for a second that's what they
did it. The politicians did it. Well, that's what they tell us. That's what the politicians say. Well, the terrorists want to destroy your freedom. Well, you're destroying our freedoms.
Right. Like, the terrorists are really concerned about us watching porn or listening to Britney Spears or drinking Coca-Cola or any of the other westernized things that we have, our immoral Hollywood movies. Like, they could care less. You know what they care about? They care about us meddling in their politics in the Middle East.
You know, I saw a great quote the other day, and I don't remember who it was, but to paraphrase it, it essentially said that, your chances of being caught up in a terrorist attack of some sort are very, very slim. I mean, we've actually looked at the statistics as far as these things are concerned. I mean,
you're as likely to get hit by a falling coconut
or,
and die.
Yeah, maybe struck by lightning or something. More likely to probably get struck by lightning than get involved in a terrorist attack, at least if you're here in the United States. I suppose if you're in the Middle East, your likelihood might be a little bit higher. But here in the United States, your very, very small, the very, very small chance that you're going to get caught up in a terrorist attack. However, there is a 100% chance. This is undeniable. There's a 100% chance that you will be victimized by your government. That is undeniable. Your government is going to tax you. Your government, and that's victimization right there. And the taxes happen every single day. So the government is already guilty of using force on Americans. The government is already guilty.
I'm not sure that you're going to be a victim of your government's, actions if you don't feel like you're a victim. I think you have to sort of feel like a victim to be one, don't you?
Oh, really? So wait a minute. Are you telling me that if I came up to you on a dark street, let's say I was a lot bigger and scarier because you're a bigger guy than I am, but let's say I'm a big, scary guy and I pull out a gun and I say, look, buddy, you're going to hand over your wallet to me right now and I'm going to go and pay my grandmother's hospital bill with the money that you're going to give me. I swear it. I promise you. In fact, I'm going to give you this nice little trinket as a result. Because
you're kind of like a pack rat.
Yeah, I'm just kind of a nice guy. I've got a trinket here. I'm going to give you this trinket. It's going to make you feel good about the fact that I just robbed you at gunpoint. I mean, is there some way that a vicious criminal could kind of smooth things over? You know, look, man, I'm not going to beat you over the head, okay? I just want the money.
I'm just going to shoot you if you don't give it to me.
Right, but I'm not, you know, you're going to give it to me, so you're going to walk away from this. I'm not going to take your car or anything like that. I just want the money. You know, you're going to walk away feeling like, hey, I just got robbed, but at least I still have my car. And at least I didn't get at least the guy didn't club me on the head with his gun. You could look on the bright side of that, Mark, which is what these people are doing. They're
That's
looking on the
taxes.
Bright side of getting taxed. Oh, well, we're paying for services. Well, the services are lousy. And
I didn't ask for them.
Right, and what if I don't want your services? You're coming to me, government, comes to me and comes to all of you and takes your money at gunpoint, does not bother asking you whether or not you want to give up the money, doesn't say, hey, this is a voluntary collection for services. Do you want to volunteer and throw some money in the pot? No, that doesn't happen. They
no.
say, you owe, pay now or pay by this date or we're going to come and get you.
You've got to pay for those schools whether you've got kids or not.
800-259-9231. Speaking of the TSA, I've got something about that. Lost freedoms as well. I think you have a rundown. Mark, we're coming up with more. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there on the house, including the wiki. It's like your listener editable website, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think at the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
You know, I think, Mark, just reflecting on that live read that you just did there, I think that the majority of America probably isn't happy with the two parties, don't you?
I would say that it's the majority.
I mean, we've seen numbers, talk radio, at least talk radio listeners, 62% of them are neither Democrats nor Republicans. And yet it's amazing, isn't it, that most talk radio is aimed in one or the other direction. I mean, you've got the Rush Limbaugh and his clones, and then you've got the Air America crowd, which they just filed for bankruptcy, so how much longer they're going to be around, I don't know. But
somehow or another, they weren't doing it right.
Well, now, to be fair, though, to the progressive talk stations, there are a number of them that are successful, and they don't involve the Air America crew. There are other progressive talkers out there. But either way, it's just like one side's for the red team, the other side's for the blue team, and those 62% of talk radio listeners that don't agree with either side are complete. It's almost like they're completely ignored in this business, and it's sad. So that's one of the reasons why we're here doing Free Talk Live. So talking about security and the airports and the crackdown on terrorism, and as a result, our loss of freedoms, which has not been brought about by terrorists, has been brought about by people called Republicans and Democrats, people in power. Politicians. They're the ones that have destroyed freedom in America. I want you to have the story ready about the destruction of the Bill of Rights. But first, let's go to the airport with Becky Akers from LouRockwell.com. If you tell a lie within the gulag that has become American aviation, be sure you work for the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. It pays employees for such sin. Meanwhile, prevaricating passengers risk 20 years in prison and million-dollar fines. A couple of recent whoppers illustrate this double standard. The first issued from the lips of passenger John Azzanaro, 37, of Oak Ridge, New Jersey. John appears to have been drunk at the time, distraught or both, on board Continental Express Flight 2772.
You know, sometimes I used to have a lot of problem with flying, and sometimes I would medicate myself with alcohol before I got on.
I think there are a lot of people that do that.
I'd stop at the little Applebee's or whatever it was in the airport, and I'd have a couple of drinks. I'm a bit of a lightweight. Two drinks will really pretty much do me in,
mm-hmm.
And then I would be more likely to go to sleep on the flight. I'm not much of a mean drunk or anything like that. I'm more of a sleepy drunk.
Right.
But, I understand why people do that.
Well,
it's scary to be on planes.
Unfortunately, when you're drunk, you have a tendency to make a few more mistakes
mm-hmm.
than you might. And in this case, this guy made a mistake. John Azzanaro was apparently drunk, distraught or both, on board this Continental Express flight, according to fellow passengers. Passengers interviewed by local television stations Monday night said Azzanaro kept switching seats and at one point put a blanket over his head. Maybe it's me, says Becky Akers, but the Linus routine seems a sensible response to the tension that the TSA inflicts on folks. Who doesn't long to crawl into his seat and disappear beneath a blanket after running the airport gauntlet? Alas, John was also drinking alcohol on the flight. And that alone is enough to damn him in these prudish times, even without his having played musical chairs. One passenger told WOIO-TV that Azzanaro had at least one alcoholic drink on board. The guy asked
for a whole alcoholic drink.
The guy asked for a second drink, and the flight attendant said no. This seems to have angered John, as it would anyone under the illusion that flight attendants are there to serve passengers, rather than to control them and order them about.
Oh, I don't know. I think that bartenders and servers have the right and to not serve people that
sure.
they feel are out of line.
But it's just going to make them maybe a little bit angry. And in the case of
I don't think it's justifiable or defensible.
In the case of a bar, you can kick the guy out.
Right.
Can't do that with a plane.
Right.
So this seems to have angered John, and he retaliated to the attendant's effrontery by claiming he had a bomb.
Oh, God.
Under the circumstances, that's about as credible as his claiming to be Continental's CEO. So fetch him that drink quick. He apparently muttered his threat to the passenger sitting beside him. Now, we aren't told how it progressed from there to the flight crew, but given the police state's incessant demands that we snitch out on one another, I bet we can guess. Both the crew and the TSA, of course, overreacted to John's drunken rage with all of the hysteria, dramatics, and bells and whistles that we've come to expect.
Well, they don't get any real bombs, so they
right.
might as well act on the ones that are people claim. But people, please, under no circumstances, say the word bomb in an airport or on an airplane.
And he probably thought he was just being funny. He probably was leaning over to the guy next to him.
I bet they'd give me a drink if I said I had a bomb.
Yeah, something like that. And so, all right, so the plane was then diverted to Cleveland. John was removed from the plane, and the authorities
and summarily kicked to sleep.
Rewarded the other passengers for their snitching by isolating, searching, and questioning them all.
No free drinks.
No. Naturally, all their bags were also re-rifled. Surprise! No bomb was found. The chances of an actual bomb being on board are extremely slim, admitted Pat Smith, spokesgal for the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. But you don't dismiss it. Well, of course you don't, Pat. What else would Cleveland's cops do if they weren't wasting everyone's time and taxes mistaking an angry drunk and those who tattled on him for international terrorists? Work to reduce maybe Cleveland's murder rate? A mere 3 times the national average in 2004? Good gracious, that might require taking one's chances against actual criminals instead of bullying disarmed, cowering passengers. John found himself in court less than 24 hours after his attempt to buy a second drink mid-flight. Who says justice isn't swift? Magistrate Judge Patricia Hyman of the U.S. District Court in Cleveland played the charade superbly. Though she had to release John on $25,000 bond,
wow.
She, too, pretended that his inebriation endangers American transportation. She not only barred him from all flights except those between his home and future appearances in her court, she also, quote, ordered Azzanaro not to drink alcohol in excess, not to drink on the flight, and to avoid alcohol 3 hours prior to his flight. If convicted of the crime of interfering with a flight crew, John's drunken drivel could cost him 20 years in prison.
Wow.
And $1 million on top of that.
You know, I hate to see these things because it's just people being dumb. And that's clearly what happened here, is just some guy being an idiot. But 20 years in prison for being an idiot? 1 year in prison for being an idiot? I mean, really, are we safer? Are we better off because he got 1 year in prison for saying the word bomb on an airplane?
That's a great question. Are we better off because this guy is going to go to jail, presuming his conviction? I mean, he's out on bail at this point. But is the country safer? Have we sent a message to all of those drunkards out there? Or is it going to be the case that most people will never even hear about this story?
Right.
Because I hadn't heard about this story before I happened to find this particular article about it.
You can say bomb as loud and as often as you'd like on a plane, and it won't blow it up.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, would it have been so outrageous for somebody to just sort of feel out the situation on the plane? I mean, there's probably another 100 people on that plane that day, all of them with families to go see, business meetings to go attend. They had somewhere to go and place to be at a specific time, most likely most of them did. All of them were delayed, and who knows how much lost productivity that's going to account, total. That's a lot, all of those individuals together. So you've wasted all of those people's time. All of it could have been prevented by simply pulling this man aside and saying, sir, the passenger next to you said something about you having a bomb. you're not serious about that, right? I mean, can't we just talk to people? Do we have to treat everybody as though they're an international terrorist if they mention the word bomb near an airplane? Can we just talk to this guy? Because, I mean, what would have happened? Like, let's say you're the drunk guy and I'm the flight attendant.
Okay.
Sir, we've heard that you had told your passenger sitting next to you that that you had a bomb. Can you say anything to that?
Give me a drink, you tramp.
do you have a bomb, sir? That's what we want to know.
I've got a bomb in my pants.
I mean, really, if he was a terrorist intent on blowing up the plane, don't you think his demeanor would be a little different? Don't you think that maybe he would be standing up in the aisle and announcing that he had a bomb and threatening to blow up the plane if his demands are not met or whatever? I mean, wouldn't he go on with the whole bombing thing instead of just sort of mentioning it to the guy sitting next to him?
Putting a blanket over his head?
Just insane. Do you feel safer as a result of this? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is on the house, totally free. Now, if you like that, if you appreciate the fact that we give everything away on the site, then maybe you should vote for the show. Head on over to vote.freetalklive.com whenever you get yourself in front of a computer and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All it requires is an email address, and it makes a big difference for us because we are not only a radio show syndicated from coast to coast, but we're also one of the most popular podcasts in the world. And in fact, right now, I believe we're currently ranked as the number three most popular podcast in the world, which is, that's pretty darn good, but we could be one or two.
What happened to number two? We were number two recently.
We were number two for a good 2 weeks, or just under 2 weeks, but we still need your vote to get us back up to two and possibly even number one. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it'll take you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Gerald in Florence calling and listening on WVNA. Hello, Gerald.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, great. Joe. What's on your mind?
Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, I've been told many times down through the years that, things that I might suggest is, as far as politics might be too simple, but that, they can't do that because it's too simple. But, you know,
we've been accused of that, too.
Yeah. It seems like the simple answers, politicians don't like that, because simple doesn't cost nearly as much money as complex.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about attorneys now. But anyway, Bush says, that offense is our best defense. And, you know, we're a nation of sports. Monday night football, Sunday and Saturday. And,
sure.
And you can pick up football games all through the week,
Same with baseball.
And baseball, soccer, whatever that you want to listen to in sports.
Sure, Americans love their sports.
And how many of those games won by defense?
Well, you have to score points to win.
Exactly. But you know how many games are won by defense?
I don't know.
There's lots of them.
Defense is important.
I don't think a game is won without defense.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying a game can't be won without defense.
Exactly.
Indeed. In fact, there are some cases in football where the defense is actually the only one scoring in a game. Maybe they intercept the ball, or there'll be a fumble, and they'll pick it up, and they'll be the only ones putting numbers on the board.
Exactly. I even did that in Pee Wee football one time.
Congratulations, Joe.
Yeah, but you
now,
know
what's
what?
What's the point to that?
I'm sorry.
What's
Go
the
ahead.
Point to that?
Back to this thing about offense and defense and our situation. I mean, you know, why don't we just pull out of Asia, station our ships and our aircraft and our ground troops on the U.S. border, and just tell somebody, come on, cross our border, and then we go on offense.
Well, now, what if we did bring back our troops from the 131 out of 190 U.N. member states that we're in, and we brought all our naval ships to, pretty much offshore, People would really wouldn't have a reason to attack us, would they?
No, not at all.
Would you agree with the Constitution at that point that we could disband the army and then draw it back up at a time of conflict?
Oh no! In fact, I really think we ought to go back to the draft in some sort.
Oh my goodness!
In some sort.
You know what? I almost agreed. I agreed with you on the point about bringing the troops back. That much I'm with you on, Gerald. But bringing back the draft, can you defend that statement?
Well, I joined because I was knew I was going to be drafted,
mm-hmm.
and I love my country, and I want to do what I could. Maybe I didn't do everything I should have done, but
that doesn't defend the draft. The draft being slavery, involuntary servitude,
conscription.
I won't argue that point with you. That's something that I can't really.
So you can't argue the point, but yet you still want to bring back the draft.
Let Gerald talk for himself. Not necessarily bring back the draft, but maybe educate our people to have them to join the way friends of mine joined, not because they were going to be drafted.
So you're somebody that believes that going to the military is good for everybody.
Oh yes, I think
why?
The military is very good for anybody. Well, it teaches you values.
Oh, that you can't learn values anywhere else but the military?
Oh, yes, you can learn values at home the way I learned them. Uh-huh. I learned my values at home.
Okay. What sort of values do you learn in the military?
Honor. Hmm. Your love for your country. The ability to stand up in face of adversity.
Okay.
Fight for something that you believe in. I mean, it's just like right now. I mean, you teach your kids.
And following orders without question. Isn't that something they teach you?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't question
that's useful.
It.
I don't think that's a good value, particularly.
Following orders without question? That's what the Nazis did, Gerald.
Well, okay, following orders without question. If you have someone like Adolf Hitler, yes, I agree with that.
Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, so you're telling me it matters as to who the political personality is giving the orders?
Don't you think the German people thought that Adolf was a pretty good guy, at least at some point or another? I mean, they elected him, didn't they?
Most of them didn't.
Well, and maybe at the very end or something.
Most of them were raised to follow their leader the way we
are
in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a problem, Gerald. We should be raised to follow our own selves and be individual leaders. We should be a country of 300 million leaders, not some political personality sitting in office in Washington, D.C. But thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Simple down-home wisdom from Gerald.
Well, you know, some of the people that have been in the military just have this love affair with it, and they believe that everybody should go to the military, and it's so great, and it's going to make your life a lot better. Maybe in some cases, I mean, I'm sure there are some examples of people like Gerald that got something positive out of it, but we've talked to plenty of people that have joined the military and have come out and have said, oh my gosh, this is the biggest mistake I've made in my entire life. Get me out of here.
I've talked to two different people that have been in prison, one of which said that everybody should do 3 years' time.
In prison?
In prison. Because it's good for them. And another one who said that everyone should do 6 months. So these ex-cons who took their time and they made something good about it, they saw good things about doing time because they're positive people that did good things.
Just because it's beneficial for you, and it might have been.
I'm sure it was.
Just because it's beneficial for you doesn't mean you can take that experience and spread it across everybody else's lives. It's not interesting to me. I don't want to go spend time in prison, nor do I want to spend time in the military. I have honor, and I have respect, and I have all of those things that he mentioned. You can get all of that outside of the military. In fact, I would suggest that the marketplace does a far better job of inculcating people with those values than the military ever could. And it won't cost as much either. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Oh, yeah, this is my first time on the phone, so I want to ask you a question.
Please.
My friend told me that,
you're gonna have to get it out, man. Go ahead.
My friend told me that, about the you know, but the same thing what Hitler did and everything, and, you know, what Hitler did, is that true, like,
Is what true about Hitler?
Which, you know, it's trying to create, like, the world race and everything.
I don't know about that, but thank you for the call, Michael. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Is Bush trying to create a one race? Is he suggesting that Bush is trying
to...
I've certainly never seen anything like that. I mean, you could draw some parallels between the two if you want to, but, I mean, Bush isn't shoving people in ovens.
They're not marching Muslims off to gas chambers at this point.
But they could. And what would America's response be to that?
With the new torture rulings that they made in Congress... They absolutely could.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a Muslim.
If Bush isn't the dictator that would do it, maybe the next guy will be.
Maybe the next lady will be, if it's who they think it's going to be. 800-259-9231. What would America's response today be? I mean, what was it like back in the 1940s, back in World War II, when we were taking Japanese Americans, rounding them up, and putting them into camps? I mean, it's happened before. There's no reason to suggest that that couldn't happen again. I don't know about Michael's suggestion about the one race thing. I've never seen anything about that. But there was a news story earlier this year about a $380 million deal between KBR, subsidiary of Halliburton, and the government to build detention camps right here in America. That was a real news story.
That's for Mexicans, right?
It's a detention camp. And the excuse they gave in the news story was that, well, we might need these detention camps in case there's a huge influx of immigrants and we catch them all at the same time and we need somewhere to put them. That was their excuse. But what would America's response be if all of a sudden people of Muslim persuasion started getting rounded up? Or just any dissenters started getting rounded up? What if a group of people was being thrown into detention camps again in America? Would you stand up and say anything about it? Or would it scare you so much you just want to keep quiet and stay below the radar? What would you do in that case? 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.